A few months ago, Julia Ross became the first female dean of Virginia Tech's engineering department, one of the few in the country with that title.
Well, I'm pretty comfortable being the only woman in a room full of men.
Ross says it's not that girls don't want to grow up to be engineers.
If you look at children at very young ages, you know, little girls are just as interested as little boys in playing with certain kinds of toys. And part of what happens as you sort of move through that pipeline is as young children go to school, as they move through, there's all kinds of messaging.
Those messages can be powerful, even for someone like Ye Tung, who always knew she wanted to go into engineering.
In one of the courses, I was the only girl. And the first time I went to the class, I realized the fact that everybody's looking at me. I was like, oh, I'm so embarrassed. So I quit that class.
She later did an internship at Dominion Energy. Her work group had more women than men. There were more men in the department overall, but that helped build her confidence.
As you gain more knowledge, as you gain more experience working with them, that you learn, you have confidence in what you are doing. That's the point. Once you get rid of the fear, get rid of the awkward, it doesn't matter whether you are boys or girls.
Tung is working on energy systems to better integrate solar power into the grid. So is Rebecca Rye, a first-year master's student. She points out that the field itself is changing in ways that make it more attractive to women.
It's now becoming a research environment, whereas before it was very hands-on, and the physicality of it was... Men were able to do it because they had that physical strength. And with industry changing and having equipment to help, that's what's allowing women to finally say, this is something I can do, this is some environment I can go into, because it's not only about my physical strength, it's about my mental strength and my capability of doing research and furthering the advancement of technology.
It's one thing to bring more women into engineering departments, another to keep them in engineering jobs after they graduate. Nadia Fuad teaches educational psychology at the University of Wisconsin at Milwaukee. She surveyed engineering grads from 30 universities, including Virginia Tech, and confirmed that half the women ultimately leave the profession.
We really examined the kind of common perceptions. You know, women are leaving because they're not confident. We didn't see that. Women are leaving because they're not interested. We didn't see that. Women are leaving because they don't feel that they can manage work and family. We didn't see that. You know, so the fix the women narrative is what we really are pushing back against. It really needs to fix the environment.
Fuad compares this to the current issue around gender and jobs in Silicon Valley, where toxic environments have made headlines. But while half of female engineers leave the profession, mostly due to the work environment, the other half stays for the same reasons, according to her study. The work environment is good, there's an investment in their training, and they see real opportunities for advancement. I'm Robbie Harris.
When I was a little girl, I wished I was a boy. I tagged along behind the gang and wore me corduroys. Everybody said I only did it to annoy, but I was gonna be an engineer. Mama told me, can't you be a lady? Your duty is to make me the mother of a pearl. Wait until you're older, dear, and make